Blog Talk Radio.
Down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined the great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a crawler. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Hey, welcome everybody. Hi, this is Jory and the Coffee Psychic, your host of, your host right here at Blog Talk Radio. Oh my God, I'm tongue-tied tonight. Hey, Happy New Year to everybody. You know, there's a lot of things that have been going on for each and every one of us, and we have our special guest tonight. Once again, everybody loves him. This is Master Astrologer Dave Gunning. We are going to be talking about Moon and Taurus tonight, unless I've got it wrong. I don't think I do, but we'll check with Dave. And we normally talk about, many times we talk about the sun signs. Dave has been talking about the moon signs lately also. We've been going over that for quite a while. So we're going to see, I believe it's Moon and Taurus, but we're going to call Dave in here and check it out with him. So let's see. Let me find... Uh-oh, I don't see Dave's number on here. How is that possible? All right. Well, Dave, if you're there listening, it's 347-644-9414. Okay, hang on one second here. Sorry about that, guys. Just give me one little second here. Dave always pops up here. 347-633-9404 is the live call-in number. So 347-633-9404. And I think many of you may have it on your speed dial already. All right, let's go ahead and pop back here and see if we can find Dave. And I just spoke with Dave, so Dave said, yes, he is calling in. Okay, let me take a peek. I believe this is Dave.
Hi.
Dave, are you here?
I'm here.
Oh, thank goodness. Well, you know, you had your number that changed, right? And I was going like, oh.
Yes. Yeah, no, it's changed, but I'm here.
All right, perfect. All right, so let's go ahead. Now, tell me if I have it right. We are Moon and Taurus tonight, correct?
Correct. We are.
All right. So what are the qualities of Taurus, Dave?
Well,
what do our Taurians do?
Yeah, we have to look at it from the standpoint of the Moon in Taurus, because when you have, whenever you have a different planet going into the same sign, it takes, that sign takes on a slightly different quality or characteristic. So when we're talking about the Moon in Taurus, it's usually a time when a person desires, that has a lot to do with the Moon, desires. The person desires to just kind of take it easy, relax, chill, because they just got through Aries, and Aries is just very fast-paced and active and kind of restless at times. But when you get to Taurus, everything becomes more like artistic and relaxed, and you know, have a good meal. Yeah, very laid back. Exactly, that's exactly right. There are other things that you could say about Taurus as well. Like for instance, Tauruses like to, for instance, they like to just relax in a bathtub and take a nice long bath, or they like to have a nice long meal, or they like to go shop. They like to spend money. So those are the kind of things you have when you have Moon in Taurus.
Okay, all right, beautiful. All right. So do you know any famous Taurians?
Well, I know some famous Taurians. I'm a little bit off on my Moon in Taurus people, famous people, that is.
Okay.
Remember the actor Orson Welles? He was a Taurus, Sun in Taurus, that is. Jimmy Stewart. And of course, I'm dating myself now, but people like that.
Right?
George Clooney, he's a Taurus. Barbara Streisand. She's a Taurus. Usually Tauruses have very good singing and speaking voices, too.
Well, I don't have all the people's names here. Who is the girl that's in, I am like really, I'm losing it, you guys. I'm
so
looking
am I.
At famous people with. I know, right? I'm like, what is it with tonight? So significant. All right, because I'm just looking up the people, famous people with Moon and Taurus.
Yeah.
I've got pictures here, but I don't have.
Okay,
I'm
so you have
in front
the
of name
you
of
people. People who have Moon and Taurus. Okay, well that's good. I don't have off the top of my head.
Okay.
I know some famous, as I mentioned, some of those were famous Tauruses.
Yeah. Tauruses, okay. All right,
Anthony
Quinn. We'll just carry
on. Taurus. Okay.
Okay. Let me see. Harry Potter, Jesus. It takes me that long to pull that name up. Who is the young girl, the actress? She is one.
Yeah, I can see her face, but I don't remember her name. Yeah.
Morning.
She's a Taurus?
Yeah,
okay.
Morning, Taurus. Yep.
Okay.
And, yeah, all right, there you go for the web. There you go, you guys. That's how the web helps me. All right. Well, Dave, why don't we go ahead and see who we have calling in right now. How if we do that?
That sounds good.
All right. And remember, you guys, we're going to ask that you ask one question each and then let Dave give you the information, and, you know, allow your other listeners to also have a question answered, because, you know, we all want the entire reading, and if you want an entire chart done by Dave, you need to give him a call. And, Dave, how can people contact you for that?
Yes, they can get a hold of me. The fastest way is through my email address, just Astro, Astro Gunning, Gunning, at sbcglobal.net. They can also contact me through my web page, which is starwatchers.weebly.com. And all
wow.
the information, yeah, all the information about what I do and my services offered and all that is right on that web page or website. That's starwatchers.weebly.com.
And how do you spell Weebly?
W-E-E-B-L-Y.
L-E-Y. L-E-Y? W-E-E-B-L-E-Y or L-Y?
Just B-L-Y.
B-L-Y, got it, dot com. I've never heard of that one before.
Yeah, and
all right, good. All right, well,
I'm building a web page into a website now.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right, that's exciting. All right,
mm-hmm.
Well, let's see who we have first online here. And we appreciate
okay.
you
Hello?
Guys all being patient. Yeah, hi, who is this and where are you calling from?
My name is Jennifer.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Jennifer.
How are you doing?
Hi. Good, I'm calling from Illinois.
Okay.
Oh, thanks so much, honey. What's on your mind?
I'm just kind of curious about the future, what this next year is going to bring for me. I'm a Gemini. Last year I broke up with my relationship with a Virgo. So, and the last time I called, you told me that maybe a learning relationship and did not hold out of whether we would stay together or not. So it was a hard year for me last year. So I'm kind of curious what you may see for me this year.
Well, now when is your birthday, Jennifer?
May 30th. 1979.
Okay, so you're an early degree. You're about a seven degree Gemini, and we are right at the end of January now, going into February. So, Mars is opposite your sun sign. That's not all that significant. There's nothing that. Here that indicates, okay, Venus is going to be at around 7 degrees Pisces on the 17th of this month, or next month, I should say, the 17th of February, and it's going to be squaring your sun sign, but that's not all that significant either. Do you know anything else about your chart, or do you just know that, your birthday?
No, I don't even know what my sun sign is. How would I figure that out?
Well, you know your sun sign, you know your Gemini, but the other thing that you would need to, that's where you need to know your birth time as well.
Oh, I know that. It's 3/17.
I'm sorry, what was it?
My birth time was 3/17 p.m.
3/17 p.m. Okay, well, I can't just figure that right into the computer, but
okay.
I don't have that with me. But do you know your moon sign, by the way?
I don't know how you figured that out.
Well, here's what I should tell people. If they really want to have a quick rundown of their chart, they should get themselves an ephemeris, which is spelled E-P-H-E-M-E-R-I-S, which is a quick look at all the planets in all the different signs through the month, weeks, months, and years. It's like a 100-year book that gives you all these indicators. And you can read right across from your birth date, and it tells you what's going on at that time. Do you remember, of course you remember, what year were you born?
1979.
So, give me the date again.
May 30th, 1979.
Okay.
Yes.
So, what you could do, I'm right at this book right now. I'm going to do something a little bit different and do this real quick for you because I know we have other callers on the line. But so May 30th, okay, and 1979. And so you have your Mars is in Aries at 10 degrees, and your Leo is at Jupiter's in Leo at 1 degree Leo. And you can go right, I'm not going to go through all your planets, but I can give you a rundown real quick of some of the more important ones. The ones you want to look at for, are you looking at love or career or all those things?
I think both of those are an interest, but more career seems like is my focus at the time, but I would like love in my life at some point.
Yeah, okay. Well, career, then you look at Pluto and you look at Uranus and Saturn is very important. But right now, I'm not seeing anything. I'm just going to jump ahead in the ephemeris right now so I can make this short because there's other, as we said, there's other callers waiting. But
and I'll get one. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's a real good idea, and you can do it without even having to get a reading. It's real quick for yourself. But you have 7 degrees of Gemini Sun, and Neptune is squaring your Sun. Right now, it's kind of, are you in a kind of a funky phase where you're not real sure who you are and what you want to do and kind of in a fog right now, just a little bit?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, that's because Neptune, which is that planet of spirituality, is right now very close to where your sun sign is, which is around 6 or 7 degrees Gemini. And so it's square. Your Neptune is squaring that point. It was a lot more difficult earlier on, like in December, January, that period of time. But it's you're starting to come out of that now. Okay? So look to the middle of the year when Neptune will pass off, and you're going to come out of that sort of fogginess, and things will be clearer. I don't know, Jorianne, do you want to jump in here with something that you want to say?
That sounds really good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and I think everything that you said right now, Dave, was pretty good. And Jennifer, I really think next year is going to be proving a much better year for you, and financially I think things are going to get way better for you also.
Okay? Great. Thank you so much.
Good luck, honey. You bet, you
good
bet.
Luck.
All
good
right,
luck,
let's go to the next caller. Hello, caller. Who are you, and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Hi, this is Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Hey, Carla. How are you? Where are you
hey
calling from?
I'm doing good. I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Okay.
Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to ask what you see, where things are going with my love life this year. I've been single for over a year now and spent most of last year recovering and healing, and a lot of truth-revealing moments came through from the last relationship. It's truly been a blessing in disguise that I'm not with that person. But no one stepped into the picture yet, even after meeting several last year. And there's one
whole
person
around. When is your birthday?
October 23rd of 72.
Okay, so you're a Scorpio. And you're
by like
early
20 minutes.
Yeah, you're just a very early Scorpio. Yeah.
Yeah, my birth time is 3:20 in the morning.
I appreciate people calling in with their time of birth. That's great, but I can't. That has to be plugged into the computer for me to do
that's
that.
Fine.
I don't have the time to do that. But, Saturn is now in Capricorn, and it's going to be sextiling your sun. Venus is going to be trining your sun in the middle of this month. So it's like on the 11th of February, Venus is at 0 degrees Pisces, trining your sun. Things might pick up a little bit. I'm not going to say a lot, but what you need to do is get out there and socialize if you're not already. Just sort of make yourself available and make contacts again. Go out with friends, things like that. Saturn is sextiling your sun. That's good. You got some decent aspects going on. And then toward the end of February, around the 19th, you got Mercury, transiting Mercury, trining your sun too. So you got two trines from Mercury and one from Venus and a sextile from Saturn. So all of that is very good. And then the sun goes into Pisces around the 19th. So you got all these planets going into Pisces in February, toward the end, middle and end of February, and it's going to be trining your sun sign in Scorpio. So things are going to look better for you, a little bit lighter feeling for you come middle toward the end of February. Okay? I can't say that I necessarily see something right off the bat, but you're coming out of a period where it was, as you mentioned, not a very good relationship, and it's kind of a transition stage for you right now to get into something better. Okay?
Well, it's been a year of transition.
It's been a what?
It's been a year full of transition and change, so that's behind
us
now.
Has that been a good thing? Well, the changes are, some of them have been good, obviously, but whenever we go through change, it's always difficult.
Always.
But sometimes the changes in the long run are for the best.
Well, that's where the situation is, but...
You know, Carla,
okay.
Let me tell you, one time one of my readers had called up, and she asked me, she goes, Jorianne, when do you see me finding Mr. Right? And I said, well, honestly, she goes, yeah, when do you really see me finding Mr. Right, you know, like my soulmate? And I said, 13 years. And she was like, 13 years? She goes, are you kidding me? I said, that's what I'm seeing in the coffee? I said, that's what it feels like. So she called me up after 13 years, no kidding. And she had said, you're never going to believe it. You were right. It was like the desert all that time. But I had all that time to take care of me and learn about me. She goes, and now I'm with Mr. Perfect. So sometimes we're supposed to have this time to ourselves to learn, really, you know, what's important in life to you. You know, sometimes we get involved in relationships and we don't focus on us.
Right.
So if you really want to take advantage of this time that you do have alone, you know, look at the things that are important to you. What else do you want to do in this world? And, you know, the more you perfect yourself, the better you're going to be when you do finally get into a relationship anyway, honey.
Yeah, and I don't think you have to wait 13 years, but I mean...
I don't think so.
You'll
share it.
Yeah.
You get the drift, right, honey? You get it, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I follow. Yeah, I've done a lot of that already, what you're just mentioning. We're good.
Beautiful.
Okay.
All right, well, enjoy your time alone, and then also just... keep manifesting. You know, we talk about a lot about the techniques of the book, The Secret, where you're really manifesting what you want, you're visualizing it, you're acting as if, you know. And if you keep doing that also, just like doing our candle magic techniques, you're going to start drawing this person or the things that you want to manifest to you. Okay?
That's,
I have the book. Yep.
And that's very important. But,
all right, thanks.
The other thing I should
mention
about
books
that.
We have on our shelves. How many books do we have on our shelves, Carla?
Oh, gosh. Apparently not enough.
Right.
Well, you know, the thing about that is it's good. It's important to know that the secret, that kind of, that way of thinking is right on the money. It's absolutely important that we change ourselves. But if you add into the component, the component of astrology, now you have the final ingredient, which is a timing factor. Everything has to be at the right time.
Yep.
So, and when you have it all, you got it.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you, honey. And you know what? If you want to give us feedback like you did tonight, we really appreciate it. And we want you to have an amazing year. So good luck with that, Carla.
Good luck, Carla.
All right. Yeah, so we're going to see who's next online here. Hello, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, this is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chicago, and
Chicago!
Hey, we love you. Anyway, I talked to you and Dave a couple months ago. And I'm a Capricorn. I was born at 19 degrees Capricorn. And when Pluto hit 18 degrees, you asked me if anything significant happened. And I said, my father died. And you said, it's going to go retrograde and come back. How's everybody else feeling? And so I was wondering what was going to happen. And my dog died when it hit. Died a week ago when it was 18 degrees. And I thought, okay. So this year, all kinds of bad things have happened. So I just wondered, I have a moon in Sag, Scorpio rising, and I just wondered how the year, I have a medical mystery I'm trying to solve. I haven't gone through several doctors. I have a new doctor. I wondered if there was anything on the horizon or what month looks good for if I'll solve this mystery, or what do you think about
the
whole thing?
Well, here's the thing. Pluto moves very, very slowly, and it's the slowest moving planet. So obviously when it came over, right over your sun sign, your father passed away, and then it probably went station retrograde and came back, and maybe that's when your dog passed away. I'm not sure, but it sounds like it.
Yeah.
It is going to hit, it's going to go over... this month and into early next month, it's still going to be at 19 degrees. So when you get past that, it'll move past into 20 and 21. I think it comes back. I don't know if it comes, let me just check ahead if it goes back to 19. Yeah, it does go back to 19 degrees in July and August. It doesn't necessarily mean that somebody else is going to die, though. Okay? But
okay,
are
good.
What are you looking for? I mean, what is your question, basically?
You know, I've had for the last probably 7 years some serious medical issues where I can't walk and I've just had paralysis and crazy things. I've been to many doctors, and I've got a new doctor now who's a specialist, and I'm kind of a medical mystery. But my head goes dead and I can't balance and, you know, crazy things happen. And I don't have MS. I don't have some of the things that they looked at. So I just wondered, is anybody ever going to solve this thing? Or how does that look? I mean,
well,
other
than medical, are you looking, how's the job situation, career situation going?
Well, I can't walk. I can't work. I volunteer.
Okay.
My time, I do computer stuff for a nonprofit and things like that, but I don't. I can barely get out of the house. So I use a wheelchair sometimes. I sometimes can use a walker if I'm lucky. It's not good. I'm not working.
and it's. Saturn has just went into Capricorn as well, went into its own sign. It's not going to be over it's not until 2019 that Saturn goes over your sun sign. I have to say that here's how I look at Pluto over the sun. Obviously, there can be problems with the person's health. It can be, like as you've been experiencing, but it also can be good for a person's job or career as well. So if a person can overcome and I don't know your whole chart, but if you can overcome some of these ailments, you know, your future in terms of your career looks very bright. Here's the thing about Pluto over the sun. It's a very empowering aspect. It makes you feel very, very much in control, very strong, very willful, strong willpower. Okay. So it may be, and I'm not saying that this is necessarily going to be the case. I don't know for sure. But Pluto is going to be in Capricorn 19, 20, 21 degrees in the same vicinity that your sun is at all this year, all this upcoming 2018. So, I don't want to scare you and say, well, it's going to be a bad year. I'm not saying that. I think it's going to be this year is going to make you stronger. There's no question in my mind. It's going to make you a much stronger person than you have been in the past. Now, I know people don't like to hear that. They want to hear about good things. But did we always in this world want to find successes outside of ourselves? When before that can happen, we have to find that success within ourselves too. So what this is doing is it's making you go inside yourself and examine yourself, reflect, empower yourself, just become more willful, stronger person, so that when you do finally come out of this phase, and Pluto's along, I won't lie to you, Pluto is a slow-moving planet, so it moves over any planet in your chart very slowly. So it may be a good part of this year you're going to be, you know, maybe struggling a little bit. I don't know if it's just health. It could be just where am I going? Where am I at? What am I supposed to do? But these are all, in the long run, these are all very good things. Because it's making you a stronger person.
Making me a different person, maybe, you know, maybe
Pluto is about transformation.
Yeah.
It's about transformation.
Right.
And that's what's happening with you right now. You're going through a transformation. In fact, it's right there on your sun sign.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. Well, I appreciate your input and thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Take care. All right.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Good luck, Elizabeth. Okay.
Thank you very much. Bye.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All right. All right. That's a little bit of a tough one there.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I don't necessarily see any more death. I mean, I'm not ruling it out either, but it's just a death of.
Well, I mean, we know that death is going to happen. I mean, it's, you know, I say it jokingly, but I heard a rumor none of us are getting out of this thing alive.
Right. Yeah, and the thing is, you know, there's all kinds of death. It's a death of things in herself that need to die away before the new person can emerge.
Yeah, and you know, Elizabeth, I don't know if you're still hanging on there, but I wanna tell you that are you hanging on, Elizabeth?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. So I want to tell you that I thought you might want to go see like any hands-on healers, you know, because I'm a Reiki master. Any hands-on healers, any faith healers, please check out John of God. You know, I went to see John of God in October, and clearly there are a lot of things that, you know, can be handled in the spiritual realms. You know, when our own medical doctors can't find something, sometimes it's not really of that nature, of that world, even though it is impacting you in your physical body. You know, we're physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual beings. So we need to look at each and every area of our existence. Because if one is not working, then another one will. But I really do see something impacting your neurological system for sure. So I would still look at any healers that you can go to and keep asking God to heal you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And that would be the prayer I'd be putting out.
Right.
Okay.
That's great advice.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Yeah, you're welcome. And, honey, I would just look at what are you having a hard time dealing with in your life. There's not only, you know, the book The Secret, but You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. And I would want you to question what might there be a hard time you might be dealing with. You know, what things might you be having a hard time dealing with in your world?
Right.
And then check out that book and see what you understand what I'm saying?
Louise Hay. Okay.
Yeah, You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. Maybe I'll go ahead and do one session or one radio show on that also. So stay tuned. I mean, check it out because we can actually do that. And there's also a new process that I'm learning called the Emotion Code, which gets in and we take out. You know, I'm also Reiki, you know, master and stuff. Everything is about the emotions. It's all about the energy that's trapped in our bodies. And once we get through that, many times it allows the body to heal on its own.
Yep.
Okay, that's very interesting. Well, thank you very much. That's very something to think about.
And get back to us. You're welcome. And Elizabeth, please call us back. And if you find out something that you've done by using, positive affirmations. If you're saying I'm healing, you know, easily and effortlessly, I feel amazing every day, my body is getting stronger and stronger, you know, whatever affirmations you can use also, that'll help start to break down the negative energy that's running through you.
Okay. That's great advice. Thank you very much. Okay, take care.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you. All right, take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
You know, Dave, there's so much that we have going on. There's so much that's really in the unseen that we really don't know about. And sometimes things will come up from the unconscious mind that you didn't even know was lurking around there, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, my God, I didn't realize I was holding this against somebody or that I was mad at myself about this.
Right.
I mean, anger causes problems. I've recently had a couple of friends that have been diagnosed with cancer. And with one of my friends, we were talking about it, and she had gotten angry about something. And I said, let it out, man. I said, because they say that cancer, one of the reasons people have cancer is because it's held in anger.
Yep.
And I said, you don't have to be nice. I said, you have to be honest and you have to be real about what you're feeling right now. You don't have to drag it on and on and on, but if you're angry about something, say it. I'm angry. Or, you know, hey, this is frustrating me, or this is pissing me off, or whatever it is. Just be congruent. If you're angry, be angry.
Yeah.
Let it work through.
Yeah.
And that's right. Let it out. Balance yourself, rebalance yourself, reground yourself, and get on with your day.
Exactly. That's a good point.
Okay, guys, we're going to go on, right? We're going to go on to another caller. Let's see who we have here. Hello, caller. Hi, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, who is this and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, this is Esther.
Esther, we love Esther. Happy New Year, honey. How are you?
Happy New Year. Fine. I just want to ask one quick question. My birthday is Saturday, January 27th, 1958.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Okay. Things are going really well. Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Still coming to you. Just be patient, I promise.
Fine.
The last time I talked to you, I told you about a job that I had applied for up in Lake County, and it's at the it's for a communication specialist, internal person. It's a great job, and it's with the city part, the big building. I called them. Now this is how excited I was about the position. I called them on January 4th of this year. And I said, well, you took it off, and you took it back on, I move on. I'm kind of nervous. And the lady told me, she said, hey, Karen, give me your name. I gave her my name. She said, you know what? You're still in the running. So she said, we'll probably be calling people around the middle of January or a little later, but we are going to call people. So what do you think, Dorianne and Dave? Do you think that they're still calling me for this position, or should I move on and go to something else?
Let's see. You said January 27th, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you're about roughly 6 degrees Aquarius. Uranus, and this is important for all the Tauruses out there and Scorpios, and even Aquarius and Leos because they're a fixed sign as well. Uranus goes into Taurus this year, and that hasn't been, in 84 or some years that it's taken to go completely around the charts. It's around 84, I think. Anyways, so Uranus is going to be bouncing around the early degrees of Taurus, and it goes back into Aries. So it doesn't really affect you until 2019. But you're going to be going through some major changes at that time. I don't know. I think you could get this job. You may not. You may get it. But there's going to be something major in terms of a change in your direction of your life when Uranus gets around 5-6 degrees of Taurus. But that's going to be next year, not this year. That's going to be like June, July. I'm kind of projecting way ahead for you. But June, July of 2019... Uranus is going to be squaring your sun sign, and that's major because you're going to be, it's kind of like you're being very bold at that time, kind of throwing caution to the wind and doing something that you've never expected yourself to do.
I want to open up my own production company next year, so you might be reading that.
Yeah, that's big. That is going to be big for you because...
Beautiful.
And I don't know your whole chart, but that doesn't really matter because that's a big aspect for early degree Aquarians. They have that, squaring the their sun sign. And you meet Jorianne, you and I are going to be affected by this as well, but not probably till a little bit later. Because we're later degree Aquarius, but you're a very early degree Aquarius, and so in 2019. Expect some major changes in your life, being taking the bull by the horns and just saying, I'm going to take control of my life here and I'm going to take it in another direction and I'm not afraid. I'm wanting to be bold and assertive here, and that's what's going to happen. So that's big. That's big.
Okay.
I don't know, Jorianne, did you have something to say about that?
Well, outside of the fact that I just love Esther to bits and pieces, hands down.
I love you.
it feels like you're supposed to be having some sort of governmental job or something. I don't know if it makes any sense to you.
Yeah, that is the job.
Okay, good.
The job
is well, I see you. All right, good. Well, I see you connected to a governmental job, and it feels like the people. like you already. So I'm not 100% sure if you're getting in or getting in on this one or this time. I can't say that for sure, but I know that these people like you.
Okay.
And
all right.
And I would keep moving forward. But just like what Dave said, you're supposed to be big in the world, Esther. You're not supposed to be just one of the little people. And you guys, please excuse me for using that term because, you know, what do we call little people? I'm just saying we're all big people. We all have different missions.
Okay.
But it's like you have, like some people have it where they want to be about all of the people. Like, you're going to help a lot of people. You're just not going to be waking up in the morning, putting your pants on, putting your makeup on, and go out for the day and then come home and watch TV and go to bed. That's not you, Esther. You're out there. You're going to be helping people. It's going to be a large amount of people. So, like, you creating your own studio and stuff, I think that's going to go pretty far as long as you get that in the workings.
Oh, don't worry. I already have plans for you and Dave, so that's what Dave sees.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, I'll be there with Johnny. I'll be there with you, okay? You remember that, okay?
You know what? My life, that's why I met you, see, so I'm not worried. So, Dave, I'm going to call you. I promise, Joy Ann. I love you, Dave. Happy New Year, you guys. I love you.
Happy
guys.
New Year.
So I
thank you, honey. Big hugs to you.
All right,
okay.
Love.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Love you. All right.
Bye-bye,
bye-bye, Esther.
Uh-huh.
Bye. God bless. Now, isn't everyone going to want to listen to Esther? Come on, you guys. Can you hear the power in her voice, Dave? The love and the compassion that Esther has for everybody?
She's very positive. Very positive.
Wonderful. Just wonderful. Yeah. All right. I think we have one more caller here. And I've got to tell you guys, Dave, I made a mistake tonight when I went and put the show on the air. Otherwise, we'd be getting 10 more callers right now still. I normally have the option of putting how long our show is going to run for because sometimes, you know, we get so crazy. And, Dave, you know that I hurt myself just a little bit, so I only was going to do an hour tonight instead of our hour and a half because when I have you on, we always do an hour and a half. And so I said, well, let's just do our normal hour. And it didn't show up on the thing where I was filling it in when it normally does. And so we were on for 15 minutes. Now, we do have it where we're still being heard, but I think we were only recorded for the first 15 minutes, so I just want to share that. So whoever else does call in, we can still do the readings. But we're almost at our time anyway, and we do have one last caller right now for sure, so I wanted to let you know that. And this caller is my friend Kimberly. Kimberly, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Dave.
Okay, so that's what happened, Dave. So Kimberly might be our last caller, but...
Okay.
Kimberly, go ahead. You're on the air with Dave, and what do you need to know, honey?
Oh, somebody was talking earlier about when will they find their soulmate. So I like that question. That's a question I'm going to ask. When will I find my soulmate?
Well, when is your birthday?
May 22nd.
Oh, so you're a Gemini, too. You're a very early Gemini. Wow. Okay. Boy, soulmates. I think, first of all, let me just say this real quick. I think when we incarnate as groups, okay, and I don't just mean our families, not just our immediate families. It can be a family of people that we meet. All of those people in that group, whether they're your immediate family or another family, all those people are your soulmates, okay? I think what people are confusing it with is when am I going to meet my twin soul? Okay, that's something that's very, very one-on-one, you know, basically very personal. And that's really hard to determine. Of course, that's decided before you even incarnate the two people. But if you're looking for somebody, let's say, who is the love of your life, that's something altogether different. It may not be your twin soul. It may be, obviously, a soulmate. So you're looking for love this year. And tell me when your birthday is again, or did you tell me? I don't remember. May 22nd. So, yeah, that's right. You're an early degree Gemini. It's funny. Everybody's calling tonight early degree is something, and all the planets, all the outer planets are in outer degrees, so it's already long past that point. So I can only look at the inner, faster-moving planets. But you have the, you know, when we get into February, and well, actually, let's go beyond February here. Let's go to April, when around the 25th you have Venus right on your sun sign. It's going to be at 0 degrees Gemini, and you may be a 1 degree Gemini. I don't know, 1 or 2 degree Gemini. So the 25th, 26th, 27th, you got Venus on your sun. That's very good. It's very good for the prospects of love, but you got to remember this, and people don't, you got to remember this, and maybe you already realize this. Somebody isn't just going to come in and knock at your door. Okay. It's not like these things just fall into your lap. You have to put yourself in a situation where you're going to be in contact with other people socially. So at the end of April, when Venus goes into Gemini, and let's see what else is going on, you're going to have Mars in May going to early degrees of Aquarius. There's going to be opportunities for you to get out there and meet people, but if you put yourself in a situation where you're making yourself available, and all you really have to do, you don't have, you know, when I say that, I don't mean for the person to necessarily go to a bar or something like that. If they're not comfortable with that, then don't do it. But if there's something that you really love to do, something you love to pursue, let's say somebody loves to paint or draw, well, then they should go to painting and drawing classes. Let's say they like to play sports, and they should join a team of some kind. You find out what you love, you join that thing, and then you're going to meet people of like-mindedness. And that's where you're going to have your best bet of finding the right person, you see? So you have a lot of opportunities in April and May to get out there, socialize. Venus goes into 0 degrees of Leo in middle of June. So April, May, June, all through the spring, you're going to have opportunities to meet people.
Going to be spring fling.
Yeah, that could be, absolutely. But just put yourself in a social situation. That's what you need to do.
There could be. And, Dave, you'd have to know, if I had a dating thing going on here, Kimberly is really one of the nicest, generous people I know. She's a lot of fun. She's got a great sense of humor. When it comes down to responsibilities, I mean, we've actually gone places before, done some trips, but I'm talking about organizational, if something needs to be done or needed to be done, she's on it, it's already handled, here you go.
Yeah.
So even work-wise, I know Kim had been looking for different jobs too, but she's so, responsible and experienced. And again, I'll say this, Kim, as a friend of mine, any guy would be happy to be in a relationship with Kim. She's really a neat lady.
Great. That's good.
Good person all around. Yep.
Okay. Good. That's good to know.
Calling in all those single nice men.
I know, right? All the single, yeah.
There's somebody for everybody.
We should do a dating night or something on the show.
Come to my vibration.
Yes. Yes, there's somebody for everybody. Yep.
Yeah, well, Dave, you actually do something like that anyway. You actually do couples charts as well. So that's what people need to know, too. If you want to get a couples chart, Dave can do that for you. He can do a chart for you when you're opening a business. All of that.
Yeah, and it's two different things here. There's two different things. When you're looking for love, you look for what is called an electional chart. That's when you look down the road for the person and you see, oh, well, say July or August, the planets really look good for you for love. So you do a chart for that time of year for them. And then there's synastry, when you take the two charts, male, female, and you compare them. You put one on top of the other, and you see the strengths and weaknesses of that relationship, and you talk about it with the client. So, yeah, I do synastry as well.
Beautiful, yeah. Yeah. So, again, Dave, how can people reach you to get a full chart?
Okay, two ways. Through my website, where you're going to get all the information that you need. It's finally up. The webpage is going strong. It's thanks to my friend Pamela. I don't know if she's listening tonight, but she's been a great help to me to get this thing going. It's starwatchers.weebly.com. It was a webpage. It's now developing into a really nice website. And they can get to me through that, or they can reach me through my email address, which is astrogunning@sbcglobal.net. That's astrogunning, that's one word. So those are the two ways they can get a hold of me.
At sbcglobal.net. Perfect. All right, well, thank you. Dave, I always want to thank you for being on the show. We have so much fun when you're on the show with us. And, you know, I also want to say if you guys are looking for a more in-depth reading with me, that number is 219-940-9292. Again, 219-940-9292. I also do past life stuff. I'm also an exorcist, Reiki healer, just everything, actually. All right, so, Dave, I'm sending you huge hugs. Again, just to let people know, remember, you know, keep listening in. Dave will be in with us, joining us next month again. And I'm looking at doing some shows at some different times because of the classes that I've been taking. You know, I've been doing this show, I think, over 12 years now, 12 or 13 years. And I started taking some classes, and that was interfering on my Wednesday nights. So I might be doing morning shows. Just keep watching out for me, you guys. All right, well, that's it. This is your Psychic Connection. We love everybody. Happy, happy New Year's, everybody. And look forward to creating a wonderful world for yourselves. All right, good night now. Good night, Dave. Good night, Kim.
Good night.
Bye. Good night. Good night, Elizabeth. You're welcome.